I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Step aside, Mariah Carey, because there's a new Queen of Christmas, at least for this week. Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree has hit number one after 65 years.
I wonder why.
Well, it is Christmas time.
Yeah, but it's after 65. It's Christmas time. It's been Christmas time for 65 years. So why this year is she going to hit number one?
Well, it's always been one of my favorite Christmas songs. And so I wonder if it's just the generation that listens to Spotify the most starting to stream it, and it's started to hit the top spot. Because when I think of Christmas, I think of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree and Wham's Last Christmas. Like, those are my top two favorite Christmas songs. And so this is actually her third number one single, but it's her first since 1960. It's also the only third seasonal song to reach number one, of course, along with Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas is You and the Chipmunk song by the Chipmunks. She also holds the record for the longest period between the time a song was released and when it reached number one, which was also held by Mariah Carey with All I Want for Christmas is You when it came out in it hit number one in 2019, 25 years after she released it. It also broke Mariah's record for the longest span between number ones from her first, which of course was in 1960, and Mariah Carey, who released Vision of Love in 1990 that hit number one and then didn't have another number one until All I Want for Christmas is You hit number one in 2019. She's also the oldest woman to score a number one on the chart, a record I'm sure Mariah Carey is now very happy to not hold anymore. But the top six so far on the Billboard Top 100 chart, or actually all 10 songs in the top 10 are all Christmas themed. Of course, All I Want for Christmas is You in there, Bobby Helms' Jingle Bell Rock. There's also Wham's Last Christmas, Burl Ives' A Holly Jolly Christmas, Andy Williams' It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, and more. So it's a very Christmassy Billboard Top 100.
For sure.
Mariah Carey is also setting to release new music. She says she's been working on it for a while, and 2024 is going to be her year. I feel like once you get that second wind of like, oh, I'm hitting the number one chart with the song I released almost 30 years ago, I feel like it's got to give you the confidence to be like, you know what, maybe I should get back in the studio and see what else I can put out there. So good for Mariah Carey. I hope she brings us more number ones, and maybe she'll take Brenda Lee's record of being the oldest woman to get a number one on the Billboard Top 100.
I'd be interested to see if she still got it.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I'd like to hear it.
So we had this debate a couple of days ago about whether or not a movie like Die Hard is technically considered a Christmas movie. And this is the time of year when that debate pops up. So a new poll came out that says 26% say Die Hard is a Christmas movie. 50% say no. And 23% like me are like, not sure, because I've actually never seen the film. So Bruce Willis has actually said that it's not a Christmas movie. In a Comedy Central roast, he said it's a Bruce Willis movie. So absolutely not. But Yahoo UK actually came out with a litmus test to ask yourself whether or not a movie is actually a Christmas film. So we can all do this together with Die Hard, but also a list of other movies that people kind of consider Christmas films, like Gremlins, Mean Girls, Rent, Batman Returns, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Edward Scissorhands, Iron Man 3, and Catch Me If You Can. So the first question on the litmus test as to whether or not something is a Christmas film is, does watching the film at any other time of year feel weird? If no, then it's not a Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. Number two, if you take Christmas out of the movie, does it still make sense? If yes, then it's not a Christmas movie.
And if it's like for some of those, there's other holidays included in those movies. Like it's not just Christmas. So I don't feel like just because there's a Christmas scene doesn't make it a Christmas movie.
Right. And I know why Harry Potter's on that list when it does not belong. It's not a Christmas movie. They just always released at Christmas. So around this time of year, like people my age will start their Harry Potter movie marathons. So it's something they do around the holiday, but that doesn't mean it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, there's just one Christmas scene. But I will say there is something about Harry Potter, and maybe it's because it's usually kind of snowy in all of the scenes that it makes it feel like it's a winter movie. In the same way that I have albums that while they're not Christmas albums, they feel like Christmas because I usually listen to them this time of year. Like Taylor Swift's Evermore. It's like a fall winter album for me. All right. For more stories, head to theburtshow.com. Click eBuzz.
The Burt Show.